The Traveler's Journal, April 24th, checking into 5 Adirondack Great Camps. Encompassing 6 million acres, the Adirondack Mountains in northeast New York was America's original vacation escape. In 1894, the state declared half the mountainous realm to be forever wild, creating a park bigger than Yellowstone and Yosemite combined. But back then, wild didn't mean primitive. Gilded Age gentlemen of means found respite from teeming East Coast cities, building grandiose summer camps on enormous tracts by the Adirondack's 2,800 lakes and ponds. Sprawling, log-walled pleasure palaces were endowed with every urbane accoutrement, from monogrammed china to doting servants. Eventually, most of the great camps fell into disuse, disrepair, and abandonment. What remained were more modest lakeside lodges, B&Bs, and motels, providing less costly accommodations. But in recent years, with travel tastes returning to less exotic locations, the Adirondacks are back. 5 classic Adirondack properties for a sampling of what this woodsy playground has to offer, ranging from the unabashedly opulent to the truly rustic. There's Lake Placid Lodge. Built in 1882, today it's an upscale hideaway with rooms and cabins that are rustic and posh. Northbrook Lodge, which dates from the 1920s, is a resolutely laid-back retreat, as is nearby White Pine Camp, a lifelong haunt for Teddy Roosevelt. Sagamore, erected by Alfred Vanderbilt in 1901, is being restored. And Santanoni, built in 1892, is owned by the state and open to the public. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. For more information, visit our website, travelersjournal.com.